to say, first off, it's an honor to be here this morning. It's an honor to be here to speak on behalf of the church. And I love these types of services because we get to experience what the kingdom of God will be. And we're experiencing it now. Just a small glimpse. And it's a beautiful thing. Every Sunday is special. In church history, we meet on Sunday to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And today is Resurrection Sunday. This is our Sunday where we celebrate. This concludes Passion Week. And we celebrate the whole week for a lot of different reasons. The main reason is this. This story changed your story. We started with Palm Sunday. We started with Jesus coming in as a triumphal king. A prophecy that Zechariah said would happen 500 plus years earlier. The Jews waited and they waited for their king to come, and he did. And so they set out the palm branches and they welcomed him in. They took their cloaks and put them in front for Jesus to enter. And Jesus came to be their king. He came to save them spiritually. And he came to save us spiritually. He fulfilled everything that he was supposed to do. He was perfect. Perfection was it for Jesus. And what's amazing to me, friends, is that he knew what he was doing. Before he went into Jerusalem, he knew what was going to happen. He knew that they would take it wrong and think it was politically instead of spiritually. He knew that they would torture him and mock him and do these things. And Jesus had the big plan in mind, and he did it for us. This story changed your story. When Jesus was on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., prior to all the torture and the mocking and the beating, he sat there and went through a terrible Roman crucifixion, which no man can stand. And as he was about to die, he said, "It is finished." Those are some pretty significant words. He didn't say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." The Greek translations for those words means that the debt is paid, or paid in full. So when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Paid in full." Believers in Jesus Christ, I want you to take words in that. When Jesus said paid in full, he did not say partially in full. He did not say monthly. He didn't say with interest. He said paid in full. That's all. Everything that we have done that's disobedient to God is paid for through Jesus Christ. When the enemy today tries to take that away from us, just remember, paid in full. Whenever the enemy tries to say, remember what happened last week, paid in full. When the enemy tries to say, remember what happened last year, or 2 years, or 4 years, or 1982, you say, devil, paid in full. Any kind of sin, any kind of wrongdoing, you point the devil to the cross and you say, devil, paid in full. I'm redeemed by Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of praise. We are covered by the blood. He is alive. He is victorious. Satan is not. He is not victorious because Jesus overcame it. You're not a loser. You're a winner in Jesus Christ. And no one can take that away from you. No one. This story changed your story. And there's even more. Because on the third day, he did what he said he was going to do. And he walked out of that grave. The eternal life we now have. Romans 6 verses 7 through 8 says this. Because anyone who has died has been set free. Say that with me. Free from sin.
That's
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like an individual who parks illegally. And he parks illegally, and every day a traffic cop comes by and he gives him a ticket.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't pay it.
Oh, God.
And so every day, that cop writes another ticket.
Yes, sir.
Years go by. He never pays it. Finally, he gets a warrant for his arrest, and he goes to court, and the judge says, not only do I have every single illegal parking ticket, but I have every single illegal thing you have done in your life. And we're going to convict you right now. The judge wrote every single wrongdoing on a scroll, and he scrolled it out, and it went pretty far. It went all the way back there. And the judge said, you got two options. Number one, you got to pay for it, which is impossible. Or number two, you got to spend the rest of your life in prison and die imprisoned. The man said, I don't know what to do. I don't have an option. And then the judge turns around, and there's a cross. And he takes a nail and a hammer, and he nails that scroll on the cross. And he says, because of this, you're free to go. You may leave. The cross showed God wrote a check for your debt. The resurrection showed the check cleared. I can't take credit for that, so don't give me credit. But I heard that, and I've never forgotten it. The cross showed God wrote the check for your debt, but the resurrection showed the check cleared. Verse 9. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. King James Version says death no longer has dominion over Him.
That's right.
When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God.
Yeah.
So simply put, because Jesus is alive, we are alive.
Yes, sir.
Because Jesus is alive, we are alive. Amen. In John 11, Jesus came to visit a family that He loved dearly.
Right.
One of His family members named Lazarus was sick and he died.
Yeah, right.
And so Jesus went to visit the grieving family. He knew that Lazarus was dead. We all, most of us, if you don't know, Jesus brought Lazarus back to life.
Right.
There was no doubt that he was dead.
Amen.
He was dead for days.
Yeah. Right.
But before Jesus raised Lazarus back to life, this is what He said to Martha. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in Me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in Me will never die. Lazarus walked out of that grave, and you and I can now walk out of that grave because of Jesus Christ. Amen. After the resurrection, Jesus came back to life, and he showed everyone that what He said, He did. And after the resurrection, the Bible tells us that Jesus did many things. He walked with the people. He walked with the disciples. He ate with them. And there were so many witnesses that saw it happen. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, there's two things that I'd like to share with you that He said. And the first thing is this. In John 14, He says, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Friends, the Advocate is with us today. The Advocate's still here with us today. The Advocate's with our churches now. The Advocate's with our personal life now. The Holy Spirit is here with us.
Yes.
The second thing He says in Matthew 28. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching you to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age. This story changed your story. The advocate's with us now.
Yes, sir.
The advocate gives us peace when we have no peace. The advocate gives us comfort when we have no comfort. When there's not an answer, the advocate comes to help us.
Yes.
We cry out, Lord, help me.
Amen.
He meets us.
Yes.
The advocate gives us strength whenever we don't have strength.
Amen.
He gives us hope when we have no hope.
Yes.
He gives us guidance when we need to make some big decisions.
Uh-huh.
Anybody have to make big decisions in your life?
Oh,
the advocate can help you.
Yes, sir. Oh, man.
The advocate gives us hope.
Yes, sir.
The blessed hope.
Yes.
And the advocate always points us back to Christ.
Yes. Yes.
All throughout time, from in the Bible, Jesus is setting this. God is setting the stage for Jesus on the cross in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, here's the cross, and then we point back to it.
Yes.
All right.
The Holy Spirit does that for us now.
Right.
I love the Advocate. I love God. Don't you? And because Jesus is alive, we are alive.
Yes.
Friends, this story can change your story. This is the body of Christ that we're seeing. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love seeing the body of Christ work together. Working together for the glory of God. And not our own. And we all know the ending. We all know that we are victorious through Christ.
Yes.
We all know that the victory is won through Him.
Yes.
Be excited, church.
Yes.
Be happy, church, because Jesus is alive and well. Give Him praise and glory. God bless you.